This work that we did was a collaboration between people associated with Empire State College in New York, because I took this course there, I was associated with it, people from University of Sunderland in England, a university in South Africa called WITS, and the National University of Lesotho. The people from WITS were music and music education students. The people from Sunderland were theater students. The people from Lesotho were, for the most part, theater students, although I think there were some people going into counseling. And those of us from Empire State College, we just did different things. All of us did something completely different. There were five people from each school, so there were 20 of us working there, and then there were some faculty people along with us also representing.
And I'll move your cursor.
I'll move my cursor for a few minutes. The university town, there is one national university. This is the town. It's like many typical African towns, one big highway going down the middle. The university is on the right-hand side of it. On the left is an internet cafe that has no computers, nor internet access. It is completely closed. A bakery and a convenience store. And then on the street, and a cell phone store. And then on the street, kind of right next to the university, were a few people selling a few vegetables and fixing shoes. And that's it. That's all that went on in this town. And there was a bar. And that's all that went on in this town. So, you know, referring back to what Wayne talked about, the issue of access is enormous. And we have lots of stories about that, because afterwards we've created a kind of a community development blog space, and there are all sorts of issues of access for the people who we work with. And that is the students we work with. Talk about the villagers that we work with, forget it. I mean, there's no electricity, there's no water, there's no nothing. So that's totally out of the question. We started off, we worked in two different places. We started off in the university town, where the four schools got together, and we worked together developing these performance pieces that addressed the issue of gossip and silence. Now, gossip and silence were identified to us as the issues to work on by these villagers who have been part of a long development process, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later. So it didn't come kind of from us thinking about this idea. They were kind of the ideas. We were told, if you're going to create some kind of performance, this is the type of thing that needs to be dealt with. So we worked together for about 10 days in Roma, which is where the university was, to develop these performances. I'm just going to show you this because it's kind of a neat little thing that we saw the people in the... It's called a skirt dance, a traditional skirt dance that was shown to us. The way we developed the pieces, let me just see what's here. This was, I don't have the movies for this. This is another dance that was, the local people would come into the area where we were staying and just, it was arranged to show us these performances. What happened was we arrived and we were subjected to a lot of stimulation. We attended a number of talks given by health workers, people associated with the university, embassy people, all about issues surrounding AIDS. And basically what happened was we were tasked with kind of negotiating between us what we felt were the most important issues that we called from those presentations and from the things that we saw, and we were tasked with developing performance pieces around them. Now, a lot of us didn't have any idea what that meant. whatsoever, but we were just said, you know, you got 3 hours to put something together and you're just going to do it and you figure out what's important to you. And here are a couple of tools that we're going to show you can use, and here are some songs that you can sing, and just do it. And it's what we did, and I'm going to show you some of the workshop stuff so you get an idea of how it was developed. So this is a workshop. This is called, I think, Dancing While the House is Burning is how this became translated, how we translated this in the end when it was performed finally. So I'm going to show you how it was workshopped and then show you actually how it became a performance. This is about domestic domestic.
Hannah, what is happening to this woman? Really, she will get me tonight. This time around, she will.
So that was our rehearsal space, and we just workshopped this, or this group just workshopped this. I forget what they were responding to in terms of what they had heard, but they just put, obviously it had to do with domestic violence. There's a lot of domestic violence there. And that was the first kind of, you know, they had an hour or something to put something together, and this was part of what they put together. And after that, after the presentation like that to the group, then there would be a discussion about the piece. Let's see. Nope, I keep doing that.
We didn't need that many words. Always life going on outside of the home, but then you never know what's going on behind those four walls.
That's why you see the happy couple dancing, yet there's another fight going on in the family.
Everybody else being in denial and having a great time at the front with all these underlying problems behind it, so I thought that was really visually effective.
This one was like, okay, Fiella, let me brush away all the conflict that you had without saying anything.
Even if a woman is silent about this abuse and all that, the man actually still feels that, okay, I'm still like the provider of the family.
They're not looking around the other small aspects, contributing to the core cause. So we firstly have to deal with the smaller issues in order to get into the core.
We have a problem, which is HIV/AIDS, and we, as a community, as a society, we want to go straight to the problem, solve the problem.
We are asking the people, like they are not giving the answer, they are asking the people, why do you do this?
Yeah. So we have to deal with the social issues before we deal with the problem.
And then the thing was, you know, developed further. I mean, this little vignette was developed further and matured into something that I'm going to show you now it's snippets from multiple performances that we did there that are stitched together. I can't get this right.
Hi, Taylor. What's
I miss you.
What did you bring me?
Your favorite.
Money!
Hey, I've been at work all day, worked my ass off, you're still paying that bill.
Okay, that is me. What if I haven't seen you?
I'm hungry. Where's my dinner?
Why don't you oil us together?
Hey, I'm talking about
So that was basically the process. The process was given a task, workshopping it, bringing it back to the group, discussing it, going back, refining it, getting some direction, characters shifted. And through that process, we developed 12 little vignettes that dealt with what we had identified as essential problems, or we had picked out as being essential problems that contributed somehow to the HIV/AIDS process or crisis.